From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. German companies used to do very well by exporting products to Greece. That was before the deep economic recession that hit southern Europe and hammered Greece especially. Now it's the Greeks who are exporting, not goods, but their brightest people, including thousands of highly trained doctors. And many are recruited by German clinics short on positions. Reporter Joanna Kakissis met one Greek psychiatrist and learned about his painful decision to leave his homeland.
Today was a hard day.
Today was a hard day. We were packing and, yeah,
closing the house. There was a lot of welling up, I guess.
Yeah.
On both of our parts.
Yes.
Thanos Doumanis and his wife, Laura, are staying for a couple of days at his parents' apartment in the northern city of Thessaloniki. Soon they will leave Greece for Germany, where Thanos, a 38-year-old psychiatrist, will begin a new job. He joined some 4,000 doctors who have left Greece in the last 3 years.
I won't say, you know, I'm never coming back or anything like that. I do need some distance, though, I think. I don't want to get to that tipping point. I don't want to get to that point where I hate it here.
His mother, Pepi Mavroianni, brings out a tray of warm cheese pies. She's a retired pediatrician wearing a T-shirt with a Hippocratic Oath.
Έχουμε το Skype. Τα βλέπουμε τα παιδιά μας κάθε μέρα, αν θέλουμε.
We have Skype so we can talk every day if we want, she says. Three of her four children became doctors, like her and her husband, a cardiologist. Now, due to a confluence of austerity and an oversupply of physicians in Greece, her kids have to work abroad.
It's good to have your child nearby, but if he's not happy, what's the point? You can't block his progress because you want him to stay.
Before the debt crisis hit in 2010, Thanos made less than $2,000 a month as a psychiatrist for the military. He also had a private practice that brought in a bit of extra cash. But after international lenders forced Greece to cut public sector wages in exchange for billions in bailout loans, that monthly salary was cut by $500. And with more than a quarter of the workforce unemployed, his private practice patients had less money. He struggled to pay rent on his office and skyrocketing taxes on his property and income.
It was humiliating, really, okay, to not be able to pay for heating petrol, heating oil, and having to borrow money from my parents, not to be able to do these simple things that define self-sufficiency, really.
He also despaired as Greek society fractured and no one offered a clear plan to get out of the crisis.
If there came someone to lead and to say, look, we'll go through this kind of hell and we'll have to do these things, I'd stay here. I'd go through that. But there's no one.
An opportunity to escape came about a year ago when a young German headhunter contacted Thanos on the social media service LinkedIn. The recruiter told him Germany needed doctors.
The recruiter set up appointments with 5 different clinics. I interviewed at all of them. They were all very, very good, I thought.
All 5 clinics offered him work. It helped that Thanos, like many Greek doctors, already knew German. He was born in Western Germany, where his parents did their residencies 40 years ago. So he has chosen a job in the same area, in the lush, steepled city of Münster. His younger brother, also a psychiatrist, is already working there.
In Germany, were you offered a lot more money? Was that one of the things that attracted you?
Yes, it was. Especially in light of the huge debt I would have to pay off.
He must pay the Greek army the equivalent of $260,000 for leaving before his military service is complete. But it's not like Greece is short of specialized doctors, says Tasos Filalithis, a professor of social medicine at the University of Crete.
For the last 40 years, the number of new physicians in Greece annually increases by a net 1,200 physicians. You know, we have a surplus of gynecologists, a surplus of neurosurgeons, and we don't have primary care physicians. We don't have public health specialists.
As Greece rose out of dictatorship after 1974, people chose medicine for its job security and prestige. Those who did not get into Greek universities studied anywhere they could get in, even Uzbekistan, Filalitis says. Now there are too many physicians.
My name is Alexander Yekel. I am a policy advisor in the International Department of the German Medical Association.
Alexander Yekel says Germany, on the other hand, does not have enough physicians. Medical schools are not producing enough of them, and practicing doctors are retiring at the same time the German population is aging.
This means that we are facing a quite considerable lack of doctors in, well, at least 10 to 20 years. And so there are job vacancies in Germany already, and this number of vacancies is likely to grow in the next couple of years.
Yekel says the number of Greek doctors moving to Germany has more than doubled in the last 13 years. The day before Thanos leaves for Munster, his siblings and their families gather for a farewell dinner at his parents' house in Thessaloniki. His father, Pandalis, the cardiologist, says these days he treats many patients for free. But that means he cannot afford to fly to Munster to see his sons or to Stockholm, where his daughter works as a pediatrician. The next morning, Pandalis drives Thanos and Lara to the airport. Everyone is quiet. Thanos looks out the window for a last glimpse of the hills and the sea. Outside the terminal, father and son embrace in silence, their faces tight with sadness. The night before, Pandalis' wife tried to convince him that Greece will recover and their kids will move back in 10 years. 10 years is nothing, she said, holding his hand. Well, Pandalis replied, I think it's going to be forever. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.